Bartók's last completed concerto. At the 2011 BBC Proms, Sir Mark Elder and the Halle Orchestra perform works by Sibelius and Janáček, and pianist András Schiff joins them for Bartók's surprisingly lyrical third piano concerto. András Schiff, Mark Elder and the Halle. The BBC Proms, tomorrow night at 7:30. Live on the home of the BBC Proms, BBC Radio 3.
Yes, here on 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio, online, in high-definition sound. This is BBC Radio 3, it's 11 o'clock, time for Late Junction, and the second of this week's programmes from this year's Latitude Festival, which took place last weekend. It's introduced by Max Reinhardt, and the programme contains some strong language.
Welcome. Welcome to Late Junction, and we're broadcasting from the Latitude Festival here in very, very sunny, thank God, Suffolk. Yeah, yeah. Live on stage. Soon we'll have the Moulettes, Kate Tempest, but first of all, probably the hottest folk duo in the country at the moment. Please put your hands together for John Spires and John Bowden.
Indeed. So, yeah, we're going to do some traditional songs and some traditional tunes for you. This first one is a traditional song from Ireland. Tom Paget.
Well, of all the trains going, it's in begging that I take great delight. For my rent is all paid. When I lay my bags down for the night, and my rent is all paid, when I take a long stick in my hand, and at night I will please the fair maidens as best as I can. Well, I walked all the day till I came to some rich farmhouse, and I knocked on the door like some poor fool left lately without, without eating or drinking for 20 long hours or more. And I said, kind madam, will you pray for and remember the poor? If it's alms that you want, you will get them, old man, she said. But before she get pennies, she ran to her mummy upstairs, saying, mummy, oh mummy, there is a strange man in the hall. Stay close to your chambers, for I fear he will ravish us all. And it call her a silly young fool to take any such notion against a poor man at the door. For his clothes were all ragged and his breeches torn behind and before, and his doldrums hung down a good 18 long inches or more. said, why don't you go look for your bread to some rich farmer and be decently clothed and fed? But a plough so mad am I, I'm afraid that I have little skill. For I plough my own furrow, and others may do what they will. Tom Paget, she said, if you and I could both agree, then I'd make you the steward of all of my men for to be. We'll eat at one table, sleep in the soft bed of down. If I could but have you, Tom Paget of Killaloe Town. Well, of all the trains going, it's in begging that I take great delight. For my rent is all paid when I lay my bags down for the night. And my rent is all paid when I take a long stick in my hand. And at night I will please the fair maidens as best as I can.
John Spires.
Yes.
Yes, I thought so. Is it really true that your father sells solar panelling?
Yes, to a degree, yes, that's
okay,
true.
Okay, yeah. Well, perhaps anyone who wants to know about that can talk to him afterwards. It's most important to have that in your house.
Yeah, he does invent them, yes, okay. Different types.
He's an inventor of solar panels.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, I think he deserves a round of applause for that. So if your dad is listening to the radio on Wednesday night, he's going to hear that.
Hello, Dad.
So you've just finished, is it 365 days of putting an English folk song up on the net every day?
Yes, I have, Max.
Yes. John has.
Ah, the voice of God. Hello. Hi. Yeah, but you were born in Chicago.
There we are. I did both of those things.
Oh, yeah. I see, okay. And yet you are steeped in English folk. Back in a moment.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah.
And you knew 365 songs, or was that an awful lot of research?
I knew about 200 and a bit before I started, and then I kind of swatted up on the rest.
Okay. Now, you two must be two of the hardest working men in show business. Because you're also bellowhead, are you not, with a number of other people?
Well, we are a fraction that I can't quite work out at the moment of bellowhead, because it's an 11th, 2/11ths, yeah, of bellowhead. And we do quite a lot of gigs, yes, but that's kind of what you do if you're a musician, isn't it?
I suppose it's an obvious question, but it seems like commercial suicide to have an 11-strong folk band, is it?
Not really, no. It's obviously it's you have to, anything you do financially has to be split 11 ways, but we just have to be 11 times as good. So I'm not sure.
And they are. Actually, another way of looking at it is you're the only 11 piece.
Yeah, I was also saying, not sure we've quite succeeded in being 11 times as good.
You're never off the telly, man. It's really working.
Yeah, that's true.
That's wonderful. Okay, so let me ask you what you're going to play for us next.
Well, I'm going to sit out this one because John's going to play a Morris tune to begin
yes.
with.
Yes,
I'm so he's going to be playing against the ballet music that you can hear we floating to us across the lake.
We commissioned this music specially to back John's Morris tune performance.
That's right, and in fact you can see the links between ballet dancing and Morris dancing, the way I'm going to seamlessly make these join together.
If you're listening on the radio, I will be performing ballet during this particular number. So,
yeah. Yes, well, we'll all be watching, particularly those people at home. Okay, put your hands together one more time then for these gentlemen, the excellent Spires and Bowden. We'll be right back.
finish off with another Morris dance tune. This is a more unusual form of Morris dance. This tune comes from.
Yes, there's several traditions that were known in the northwest of England from the industrial communities of a type of they never called it Morris dancing. They called it nutting or coconut dancing, and they didn't even have access to real coconuts. So their coconuts are made out of wood because there were much more wood available at the time. But it's a very mysterious tradition, and the only sort of surviving one is from a town called Bakeup, which has a fantastic Easter day of their nutters going out dancing around Bakeup. This tune is from presumably one in Rochdale because it's called the Rochdale Coconut Dance.
Live from the Lake Junction stage here at the Latitude Festival, Spires and Bowden. And moving from virtuoso folk to avant-rock as only Lake Junction can, here's a track from the brand new long-awaited album from Battles, Inchworm.
We'll be right back.
So that was the Battles with Inchworm. But this is Anna Calvi. Hi, Anna Calvi.
Hi.
When I first heard your album at the beginning of this year, it was like you came at us fully formed from nowhere. Are you conscious of having developed a sound before you kind of stepped out onto the stage or stepped into the recording studio?
Yeah, well, I did definitely have quite a strong vision for how I wanted my music and just my art in general to be, and I'm quite a perfectionist, so I wouldn't have wanted to show it to people until I really felt it was ready and that I was proud of it. So I did a lot of work before making the album and making the album and before I felt ready to kind of expose it to an audience.
There's a kind of darkness in what you do, a slightly sinister edge. Do you know what I mean? There are shadows around the edge, and that's kind of where you sing from, I feel.
Well, when I write songs, it just comes from an emotional place, really, and I don't feel scared to follow wherever that will take me. And sometimes that means going to something a bit darker, but I don't feel that my music is dark. It doesn't feel dark to me. I just try and make passionate music, really. That's where I'm coming from. I just want to make emotional, passionate music, and music that is in some way beautiful. That's really my premise for my art.
And how did you fall in with Rob Ellis, who's the drummer with PJ Harvey, yes?
I just met up with a few producers, and he was one of them, and I just instantly felt a rapport with him. We got on really well, and I really liked that he was really interested in the same classical music as me, people like Ravel and Debussy. He's really passionate about music like that, and for me that's one of my main influences, so I just felt it was really a great match to work with him, because I wouldn't have to explain these ideas to him because he already was familiar with this sort of music. So it was a great collaboration, actually.
And is Brian Eno another kindred spirit?
Well, I'm a huge fan of what Brian does, and obviously when he said that he really liked my music, it was a huge thing in my life, and
yeah,
I feel so honoured. You know, it's really incredible.
Yeah, it's interesting that I kind of feel that you've used him on the tracks that, in some sense, are sort of closest to you too, like they're your kind of Big Sky tracks, if you will. And it's interesting that's the bit that he's fastened on to, because, like, you know, there's obviously lots that Brian Eno could fasten on to.
Well, he particularly likes Desire, but then he likes other ones like No More Words, he think he's really likes. And he sung on those tracks because he happened to come down to that day when we were mixing those particular songs, and he was just singing along in the studio, and I just said, oh, would you like to sing on them? And he was like, yeah, I'd love to. So we just got him a mic.
I know, he loves to be a backing singer.
Yeah, he's really, really into his backing vocals.
Yeah,
I think it's great. He's got such a pure... You can just see his happiness when he makes music and when he listens to music, and I think that's really inspiring. It's really nice to see.
Well, we're going to play No More Words, because that song seems to mean a lot to us on Late Junction. So thanks very much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
Oh,
You're listening to Lake Junction, and we're broadcasting from the Latitude Festival here in Suffolk. That was Anna Calvi's No More Words, and before that, an interview with Anna. And I can tell you that we had to cross a muddy festival site to get there just in time. In a moment, a live set from the Moulettes. But first, Manuel Mengus's Group 6. You're going to hear a little Miles Davis and a lot of Raymond Scott in there. We Come in Peace.
Okay,
Are you ready, listeners, to Lake Junction here at Latitude for what's about to take place? On stage, before you, you see a simple 1, 2, 3, 4, five-piece band. And this band, well, first of all, I think I got a CD through the post last February, and I kept mislaying it. And their manager, who, by the way, is very persistent, kept ringing me up and said, hey, listen, have you heard the Moulettes? Have you heard the Moulettes? They're really great. And you know what? I listened to them, and actually, I wasn't sure. But I went along to see them, and now I'm sure. So, for your pleasure and delectation, you're about to have your minds changed musically by the Moulettes! Hannah, hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're the leader of the Moulettes.
I think this is a bit more democratic than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, but are you not the founder member? That's what I always understood.
No, there was three founding members. Well, It's me and Ruth, really, from this bunch.
Okay,
and then
all
we
right.
picked up everyone else on the way. I can't remember.
Okay, well, that's all right. I can't remember either. I'll tell you what I really wanted to say, and it was this. And probably the audience will agree. When you see the Moulettes play, don't you think it's like music from another country? But you don't know what that country is. Would you agree with that? Yeah, so, Hannah, what is the nature of this country that the Moolettes come from?
The land of Mool.
The land of Mool.
An imaginary realm. It's a magical place.
It's a magical place.
Full of creatures and textures and hues.
Yes.
And
aromas.
Aromas.
And aromas, yeah. So, tell me, can you introduce us to the rest of the band? Who is this on the fiddle?
Here we have Georgina Leach.
Okay, let's hear...
She just...
Okay, and on bassoon?
Ruth Skipper.
Uh-huh. And on sort of assorted percussion?
Rob Arcari.
And behind me, and I'll duck down for this bit...
There's Oliver Austin.
Yeah. And he's on a kit drum and acoustic guitar. Yeah, do you ever hit the drums with the acoustic guitar?
No. These are very nice guitars, made by Hannah's dad, actually.
Okay.
Wouldn't want to do that.
All right, there we are. Another dad is a guitar maker. Yeah. So there was, before we had John Spires, whose dad makes solar panels, invents them, and now we have your dad, who makes guitars. Hannah Miller, let's hear it for Hannah Miller. Okay, what are you going to play us next, Miller?
I don't know, I've lost my set list.
Ah, okay.
Okay,
she said Talisman.
Okay.
Could you play it? Let's hear it for the Moonettes.
Courage, 3 for protection on the voyage, 4 for fortune, 5 for tomorrow, 6 and 7 for loss and sorrow, and it's 1 for solace, 2 for courage, 3 for protection on the voyage, 4 for fortune, 5 for tomorrow, 6 and 7 for loss and sorrow, 1 for solace, 2 for courage, 3 for protection on the voyage, 4 for fortune, 5 for tomorrow, 6 and 7 for loss and sorrow.
is called Devil of Mine. Has anybody read The Master and Margarita? Yeah, I thought so. Literary crowd. Right, that I read that and then I wrote this. It's brilliant. Really, really brilliant. Book. It's pretty brilliant. The darkest of nights, witching hour was upon us. The wind was biting, my knees were bloody, and I had ripped my dress. The tallest oak tree was torn asunder on the blasted heath. And as I emerged into the clearing, heard a familiar sound underneath. I heard a slight exhalation on the second beat, the sound of a thousand souls slipping under base like thunder 40 feet deep. At my thumb bones tapping, hip bones rattling. Where the devil is that devil of mine? Quick step roulette rotating in time. He could have any heart that he wanted, but he chose mine. An extended hand should always be shaken, an invitation must never be declined, an appointment should always be kept. Steps further into the furnace, bathing in all of the sweat. Rinse the bowl, I could remember the gates of hell, smell of gin and regret. I heard a slight exhalation on the second beat, the sound of a thousand souls slipping on the face like thunder 40 feet deep. At my foot bones tapping, hip bones rattling. His cravat was exquisite. In the dark silknesses, a hint of a diamond glittered against his milk white neck. The way he wore his weary stare had all the young girls all of a flutter. When his dark eyes met mine, I felt my poor weak heart melt like butter. I heard a slight exhalation on the second beat, the sound of a thousand souls slipping under.
Precision, oh dear sweet Jesus, what the hell is that stench? As the sun rose in his face, exposed something that I would rather forget. I got in the pelter, I ran helter skelter, and I made it to the top of those infernal steps. I heard a slight exhalation on the second beat, yeah, the sound of a thousand souls slip. Thank you.
to some who you love. Is it raining out there? Good.
Thank you.
something you love will eventually part with thee, and still I sing something you love will eventually part with thee, and still I sing something you love will eventually part with thee, and still
a sublime set there from the Moulettes, a band who prize themselves on being uncategorisable. Maybe file them under magical realist. Ferris Sanders' tune Astral Travelling could well be put in the same category. Detroit-based electronic funkster Rick Huebner has borrowed a sample from Pharaoh's tune and rematerialises with it in another dimension. We'll be right back. Well, here at Latitude, an unexpected thing has happened. Actually, the festival is filled with unexpected things. But in this case, it's two African musicians, Eugene Ampadu, and he's from Ghana, and he's playing with Shaka Jara, who's from Burkina Faso. So, Eugene, have you known Shaka long?
I should say I've known Shaka for 3 or 4 years, but musically we've not known ourselves for long.
So you've only been playing very recently?
Yes, let's say. If you consider a year as a recent time, you know.
And whereabouts in Ghana do you live? Do you live near Burkina Faso?
We live outside Accra, outskirts of Accra, a place called Kokrobite, and it's a coastal place. It's by the sea, and there's lots of music going on there.
And so what brought you to that town, Shaka, from Burkina Faso?
Okay. From Burkina, because I live in Burkina, but it's good also to travel, to learn. You can learn more things and understand. That's why I come to Ghana, and I meet different people, and I meet Eugene. He's playing guitar. I also play goraba, kambilingoni. We call it goni. Yeah. And one day we try to do something together. It was great, and we start to play together.
Okay, so you're only over here for a few weeks at the moment. How did you get here? Who brought you over?
Okay, on this occasion, we like to give thanks to the People's Ear Festival Republic, especially to Gabriel Ben and Melvin Ben and Ollie Williams, who invited us here. And we've been here since 2 days. Particularly on the first day we came here, back in Ghana, we didn't know by 12 midday whether we would be in the UK. So within a space of 4 or 5 hours, everything changed drastically and we found ourselves here. It had been arranged, but due to a few constraints, you know, it kept delaying us. But within about 4 or 5 hours, everything changed and we found ourselves for the first time in a British summer. Okay. You know.
Let's hope the summer lasts.
It's actually interesting to experience this weather. I mean, as you call it summer. You know.
Well, you can call it interesting. I'm a bit worried. We'll see what happens as the weekend goes on. But anyway, what a fantastic coincidence. I'm so glad that you've come. I'm so glad that we're able to record you. Thanks so much for playing for us.
Thank you.
And we hope to hear much more from you. Thank you, Eugene. Thank you, Shaka.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Thank you. Wonder where you feel be. Last night be like any day under my bed sheet. Okay, make a thing clearly. Cause my girl they like I'm very dearly. Nearly losing mind. When I tell and say, I know they feel fine.
I make very dark cause I still know they find my true stick. But my woman say, make a lively of myself. She start with spattings for my ear inside the rubber dog.
More African music that travels well. Chewing Stick by Ghanaian Londoner One Love the Cubalo from his African Gypsy CD, which brings together West African and Balkan Roma influences. And now I'm joined by Caitlin Rose, which is a great pleasure. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
Thanks for dropping into our little van here.
Thanks for having me.
You live in Nashville, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And your family's intimately connected with country music.
A little too intimately.
Okay, tell me what that means.
Nothing. yeah, they both work in country music, so.
Yeah, but what do they do in country music?
My mom's a songwriter, and my...
So what kind of songs? Tell us some of her songs that we might have heard.
Taylor Swift songs. Oh. She had a Bonnie Raitt cut a couple years ago, some Gary Allen songs.
And so growing up in Nashville, did it ever occur to you to do anything else but be a singer?
It never occurred to me to do anything, period, until somebody sent me over to England, I guess. So I was always doing it for fun more than anything else, and then we got a little deal with a label called Names over here and started working for the first time, other than waiting tables.
And so do you see yourself just as a singer who happens to sing the way you do, or do you see yourself as part of a kind of new country music movement?
I don't really like to run in packs. I've always had trouble in packs. So I wouldn't see myself as a movement, but there are a lot of people in Nashville who I am friends with and I do like playing with that all sort of do their own form of country, or they do classic country, or they do whatever they want.
And are you bigger in England than you are in the States in terms of...
I guess, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't... Well, my record just came out in the States a year ago. Not even. I think we might be doing a re-release. But this record came out forever ago here, so it's just had more time to climb. And it's a smaller place.
Okay, but you must remember that Tom Petty started his career here in terms of record sales.
I bought an issue of NME before I left last time, and the back was like, Tom Petty invades Britain. And I never knew that he'd come over here first and had quite a lot of success before he hit it hard back home. So that was exciting.
Okay, but now it's time for some music. What are you going to play us?
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. I'll play Shanghai Cigarette.
Shanghai Cigarette. So do cigarettes feature a lot in your work?
No, I don't think it's cigarettes figure in. I think it's just... I'm not really a imaginative writer, so pretty much everything I write is true to life or just a snarky comment relating to life. And with Shanghai Cigarettes, it is about a pack of cigarettes. So it was a really pretty one. It was gold from China that I got at a Japanese restaurant, funnily enough. No, it's just a... That's what country music is all about, is kind of trying to be clever and sad at the same time.
Okay, so clever and sad on a sunny, rainy day in the middle of the mud. Let's go.
Never be right, and I will never let go. You will never be right, I won't let you. raindrops, the raindrops, the raindrops.
Great song. Thank you very much, Kaylin.
Thank you
Rose.
For having me.
Well, the rain is clearing now, which is just as well, because Kate Tempest is about to appear on the Late Junction stage here at Latitude. And by the way, expect some strong language.
Hello, everybody, we're Sound of Rum. This is called Best Intentions. It's our brand new single. It just came out. Sure, my love was always real, my intention always pure. Whatever people tell you, they'll never love you
smooth as silk. Kate Tempest, how wonderful to see you again. About a year since I first saw you at another festival, Camp Festival. And I saw you do a brilliant solo poem, and I just thought, I want you on Lake Junction. And last autumn you were on Lake Junction. Yep. And now it's a great pleasure to have you on the Lake Junction stage here at Latitude. There's a band now.
Yep.
Is this a new band?
No, we've been together. This is the third summer of our happy band.
At Latitude, yes. There's a lot of theatre on.
Yes.
And I know, because some people I know went last night to see a play that you've written.
Yeah.
So she's now a playwright. She's taken over the entire literary world, aren't you? Are you?
Slowly. Not yet.
Slowly.
It's a collaboration with a wicked director called James Grieve from a company called Payne's Plough.
Now, a special request from me. Can we have a solo poem?
You can.
Okay. Yeah. Kate Tempest, and then Kate Tempest back in the Sound of Rum. But first of all, Kate on her own.
Here's a poem. So, I'm called Kate Tempest, and I didn't know really anything about Shakespeare when I took that name, but because we just talked about plays, I thought it's probably relevant to do this kind of theatrical play that's also linked to my name somehow. So this is a play. I went and I read, it's not a play at all, it's a poem. I went and read Shakespeare's Tempest because everyone was like, oh right, The Tempest, yeah, like Shakespeare. And I actually thought it was wicked. I only read it recently. This is a poem about it. It goes like this. I tell of him that summoned them storms in vengeance, poisoned by the wrath of his remembrance. Him that gave language to impose a sentence. His name was Prospero, and he prospers by what he knows. Knowledge he keeps for himself, and it is used for the bad, to enslave and to mystify. No, the language that fills up your mouth is imposition, and subject your ambition to a bootless inquisition. Now, Prospero wrong survived, he grew wise. He got fattened on them books he despised when he should have dismissed. That to this is all relative. Madness for those who can't measure it, sadness for those who seek sedative, but gladness for those who know pleasure is all self-constructed, who know how to clutch it. Mate, if by your art you were fevered the skies, you need to let the heat within rise and evaporate. If you're the type that sees the sea's tides as against you, you will never navigate. I know. Language is for those obsessed with real meaning. Don't love your oppressor or trust your oppressor, but don't begrudge your oppressor the oppressor's oppression, because each has to learn their own lessons. Look, if all these people were prophets, we'd profit. We were born with the truth, but we lost it in logic. So find it. Remind yourself of the timeless, mate. You are the planet that bred you. You are the language that led you, and you are the knowledge that fed you. Now own it. Make it make sense, make it relevant. Don't ever believe that the words of the wise are not your words to read. See, when I hear the quiet voice of vengeance in my ear, that's when I know that hell is empty, because all the devils are here. When my tongue can taste shadows and my friends are shedding tears, I know that hell is empty, all the devils are here. When my heart is consumed with regret and with fear, when the demon jumps up straight rejecting the spear, when the view is so bleak it starts infecting the seer, that's when I know that hell is empty, because all the devils are here. So come on, call me Caliban. They gave me language so I could rain down my verses in curses, and I'll take them on word for word. I know the worst is I have to watch my good friends getting caught up in circus. Mate, the serpent, he rehearses his hisses. He makes the valley vicious, and I know now never to waste wishes. So go ahead, conjure a storm on the head of your enemy. You're only going to find yourself victim of negative energy. I suggest that instead you extend your empathy. Make yourself sensitive. This island was mine for a home. I was free to make rhyme as I roam. Now I ride and I moan. I'm the captive of consonants. So I beseech you to be much more confident. Because we run around nonchalant, dejected and restless, going, oh, we can't change nothing, mate, so why should we try? We can change. We can rampage till we stand strained. Right now we got our hands chained, clutching at freedom, you know? The freedom of mean what you say and say it with meaning. We need to change our own mind before we try to change the sequence. Live with your energy, not by your reason. This the last day of my discontented season. No more will I tolerate this greed, it's demeaning. We're needing a breeze through the stifling heat of elitist descriptions of what we can reach. What I'm saying is, they want you to fear it, to not get too near it, so they can continue pretending they're smarter. Sit still, though, receive it from self like Siddhartha. The past, that's just what we came after. So when you hear the quiet voice of vengeance in your ear, that's when you know the head is empty, cause all the devils are here. When your tongue tastes shadows and your friends are shedding tears, you know the head is empty, cause all the devils are here. When your heart is consumed with regret and with fear, that's when you know the head is empty, cause all the devils are here. When the boat sails away and you get left on the pier, that's when you know the head is empty, cause all the devils are here. When your tongue tastes shadows and your friends are shedding tears, when the demon jumps up straight rejecting your spear, when the view is so bleak it starts infecting the seal, that's when you know that hell is empty, mate, because all the devils are here. I should point out the line I was repeating, Shakespeare wrote that line. Credit where it's due, he did a very good job. When I was little, I used to go to rap cyphers and try and get on mics, and I never used to be allowed on a microphone because I looked like I got lost on the way to the sweet shop and that I didn't deserve to be on the mic. I used to have to get my friend who stood over there somewhere, there he is, he used to have to get the mic for me and pretend he was going to rap and pass it to me. And this is dedicated to those guys that never let me on a mic, and they always have really nice trainers and really nice tracksuits and stuff, but their lyrics, unfortunately, were really shit. This is for you, mate. And also for my absolute brother Quake for getting a mic for me in the first place. Thanks, pal. Yo, he was distant, my sister from himself, insisting he wanted more from life himself. Restrictions were vast, he loved to hide from himself. Made a lot of hype for himself, but it went to his head like a young child sent to his bed. Didn't spend his pride, so his pride spent him instead. Believe the loose lips, yapping all the loose shit, wrapping up a loose lip. His heart said yes to the compliments. He loved him when they felt around him, loved him when they stopped around him. Jamming at the pop hole, showing him play your humble lad. Yeah, say if you are really appreciated. But all the while, his arrogance got more and more floating. Images inside his mind floating. Of a biggie will become an ego, property promoted. Precocious to the point of being hopeless. He hoped that nobody would notice. But me, I noticed. He wants a piece of something that doesn't exist. He wants fame, wants a little weight behind his name. Chasing that elusive, turns the noose into doom. See everybody around here soon to be something. Would be has been stuffed full of bad dreams. If it ain't real from the edge to the core, don't pretend anymore. Stop the gimmicks. All about the substance, it's not about the image at all. It's all about the substance, it's not about the image at all. You might be saying words, but you ain't spitting lyrics. Entertaining illusions of grandeur. But it's that was if truth be told, we could reverse. So we could do impress, it makes you feel quite distressed. Kind of got his speech before he thinks, and then deeply regrets the things he says. I just go for the stuff, he brags and he boasts. But the one thing that matters the most, remember content? Lacking severely. So all he sees in front of him are sobby's mates, not quite his dearlies. Doesn't understand his lie, you're all good at all, the whole package. I got the looks, I got the attitude. He don't see to be real, you must be yourself, not a poorly constructed version of someone else. Colour business cards with pictures of his face, he could swear that it's close enough to taste. Man, shame he doesn't know that's not what said he wins the race. Shame he doesn't know what sound the rum knows. He goes, he wants a piece of something that doesn't exist. He wants fame, wants a little weight behind his name. Chasing an elusive, turns the noose into lunacy. Everybody ran here, soon to be something. Would be has been, smiles full of bad dreams. If it ain't real, from the edge to the core, don't pretend anymore, you need to chill. Your trainers are lovely, but where's your fucking skill? Gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to Archie Marsh on guitar, bass and electronics, and Ferry Lawrence on playing the drums. We'll be right back. jobs. Is in his mum's yard feeling lost. Why? It's on the slippers, on the pills, on the MDMA. Demons visit every night, he tried to send them away. But he's got no prospects, no skills, no talents, no motivation, left, he's losing his balance. Mate, every night is matched, every morning is embarrassed. Every day is out of skunk, weed, zest, charis. On the dole, on the madness, on them late night fisticuffs. And ain't the wise to pick me up for him, he's getting twisted up with any wants to change, stuck in his habits. Can't take the pain of sobriety, kicking up the dust outside of society. Addict man, crippled by his own notoriety. Well, no one wants to chat no more, they think he's crazy. Pushing 28, future's looking hazy. Skunk's looking up at him, now blaze me, lying to himself. Like the system didn't take me. He wants to fix a something that doesn't exist. He wants that fame, wants a little weight behind his name. Chasing an illusion, but that'll turn the loose into lunacy. And everybody round here soon to be something. Will be, has been, smile full of bad dreams. If it ain't real from the edge of the court, don't pretend anymore. Stop the gimmicks, man. It's all about the substance. It ain't about the image at all. Believe me, all about the substance. It ain't about the image at all, man. Stop these gimmicks. Not about the image at all. Man, you need to chill. Your haircut's wonderful, but where is your skill? He plays the batteries of bars and menus, face of restaurants. Suddenly it seems the kids are listening to guitars and drums. It ate me some rams, gives receipts of times, and imagines that we should have been the sweetest seat you find in the crate. I was too late, consumed with hate, but everyone is better than him, trying to write a rhyme. But it's like the letters jamming in the pen, it refuses to spell the shit phrase. All shit with self-praise. Thank you very much. This one's called Give.
I need to give me some.
I changed my mind. Come here. It's called End Times.
That was Kate Tempest, a voice to be reckoned with. So ends another night at Latitude for Late Junction. Tune in tomorrow and you'll hear live sets from Serafina Steer with Leafcutter John, from Mira Calix, and from Ramon Goose with Diabel Sissoko. But right now, I'm off to the lake to see some ballet. Good night.
Hello from me, Susan Sharp, and a warm welcome to Through the Night on Radio 3, where for the next 2.25 hours, I've a performance from Covent Garden in 2008 of Verdi's La Traviata, starring soprano Anna de Trepko as Violetta, tenor Jonas Kaufmann as Alfredo, and baritone Dmitri Hvorostovsky as his father Germain. The chorus and orchestra of the Royal Opera House Covent Garden are conducted by Maurizio Benini. With La Traviata, Verdi was approaching something like social realism, the opera set in and around Paris in 1850. After an ethereal opening prelude, the curtain rises on a sophisticated party at the house of the courtesan Violetta, who's clearly suffering from tuberculosis. Among the guests is Alfredo Germain. He's enchanted by Violetta, and when he's alone with her, tries to persuade her to change her way of life. But though she admits to herself she longs to love and be loved, she maintains she's not interested in a serious relationship and sends him on his way.
Thank you. Che sono tanto fin
perché a me piace.